have a lot of support. Updating.
You're
tennis.
Listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Now, Rach, you, as the single member of the team.
The single lady of the group.
Single lady of the group. You get out there, you put yourself out there, you go on some dates, get into some fun times.
And it means dating in the 21st century is it's a whole different ball game, I'm telling you.
It certainly can be. And you've got another of your trademark.
Rachel's dating dilemma.
A dating dilemma it's that you need help with.
It's not always necessarily a dilemma. That's just a really catchy way of referring to it.
Yeah, and sure. I don't know if calling it her trademark a dating dilemma is necessarily
a
compliment.
It's not much of a catch then if she's got so many dilemmas.
I didn't say it was a compliment.
Okay, so this time, this is about manipulation.
Oh,
juicy.
Jeez.
So people are using pictures of pets and babies to get dates.
Yep.
Is this okay? Like, yeah, I get that, like, people own pets and stuff, but I am a really good slash bad example of this. I have pictures of two dogs on, like, my Tinder. Neither of the dogs do I own. Both of the dogs I do have regular contact with.
But you are implying that date me and you'll have contact with dogs.
Yeah, but like, do you think that that is distracting people from the authenticity of me?
Well,
so are people using dogs and babies to take away from the fact that they may be a little bit boring?
I guess you're authentically a dog lover.
Yes.
And, you know, for me, when I used to see a dog on a dating profile, I would go, okay, well, you like dogs. I like dogs. That's a common interest.
Yeah.
Because there are people that don't like dogs or like cats, like exclusively like cats, I mean.
Yeah.
Because I love cats too, but, like, I love dogs. So if you just like cats, you're like, well, I don't like dogs. I don't really think that anyone cannot like a dog, and if you don't, then you're probably evil. So, you know, for me, if you have a dog on your profile, I'm like, you're a good person, you know, you're normal.
But would you look more favourably upon someone who does have a picture of a dog? Because I feel like I maybe do, and I feel like I'm getting manipulated because I'm also attracted to their dogs.
Well, don't phrase it that way.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm just saying.
I'm not sure.
Be attracted to a dog without, like,
dig up.
To do
dig up, Rach. Dig up.
Naughty things.
No, because I think you're sending a message that you are, like, pro dog.
Yeah.
I think that's a good, like, you know, there used to be, like, in the dating things, like, in the columns, like, you know, must love dogs.
Yeah. Right.
So by this, you're sending a message of, I love dogs. So if you have a dog, I'll be okay with a dog.
I think you're right. I think people definitely use them to manipulate.
I mean, for sure.
Dog parks are like breeding grounds for picking up.
Yeah, definitely. Like when I was looking after Charlie, I had way more people talk to me in those 2 weeks than I've had in like the entire year of my life.
I've seen plenty of guys go long walks with their dogs in public places being like, this is a chick magnet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like straight guys being like, this picks up. You know, having a beautiful dog.
I've taken a dog for a walk for my boss and taken it out to the park near our office and people keep talking to me. I'm like, please don't.
Oh, my God. No, you want to.
No,
don't
I don't.
Don't take the dog out then.
I just want to spend time with the dog, not with people.
Aw, bless. Well, here's my other thing. So, best friend has moved to Melbourne. He's on all the man apps, the scruffs and the other names that I'm
probably
shouldn't mention, Grindr and whatever else.
Yep.
And he keeps on showing me, he's like, oh, this guy's cute. And so I'll scroll through the pictures.
Oh.
At least every second guy that he shows me has a picture with a child. Like, not their child, just someone's child that they've, like,
are we sure it's not their child?
Well.
Now, before we answer this one for you, when you see someone on a dating app or a hookup app with a picture with them with a baby or a child in one of their photos, is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Mm.
Does it inspire you to want to meet them or does it put you off? Let us know here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Monday is here.
But don't worry, Luke, Rach and Cam are here to make those working week blues go away. It's Big Breakfast on Joy.
We are talking about when you're on a dating app and you're putting up an image of you with a baby or a dog, are you essentially tricking another person?
Manipulating
them by making them think that you have a dog when you don't have a dog. And we've had a message in, right?
Yeah, we've gotten two messages because I got one on my phone as well. But from Brad, he said, you're authentically faking it. Sure, it says that you like dogs, but I would generally expect the dog in the profile was owned by the person. That said, we all know that people have used pets and babies to pick up since time came about. Hell, there was even a saying at one stage that the dogs in the western suburbs were the best walked dogs in town.
I've never heard of that before.
I've not either, but it makes sense. Yeah.
Dogs definitely used for picking up.
However,
for sure.
I feel I'm, as I've said before, I'm really sorry. I feel really oblivious to a lot of the dating stuff these days. Like, dating apps, I get so confused with.
Fair enough. Well, I got another message through saying you should add Snapchat filters to the mix because that's another thing that is plaguing the online dating world.
Is it?
Yep.
Have you found that filters on Tinder and stuff? Lots of
absolutely
filters and stuff?
You rock up and they don't have the puppy dog ears and nose and you're like, this is what I signed up for.
Yeah.
Your eyelashes aren't 7 inches long, like...
There's not a weird neon diamond surrounding you at all times.
Exactly. No, if someone has more than one Snapchat filter, I will automatically not swipe right because I go, well, they don't like the way that they look as themselves, so...
You also have the problem of, like, things like Facetune now, where people can Facetune themselves and make their wrinkles face smaller, get rid of anything.
Blemishes.
I feel like taking a picture with a baby, maybe what they're trying to do, these men, is send the message of, hey, check it out, fertile.
Oh, maybe. Or
if it's for women, you mean. Like
future
men women.
Daddy.
Not necessarily. Maybe it's just like, hey, check it out, I've got
good
lots to give.
It could be because my best friend is into daddies. So these guys are just implying...
No, we like daddy, but we don't
daddy
want like actual
dad
daddy.
Yeah.
We want daddy, not dad.
Yeah.
We want daddy, not father. You know, there is a difference to that. You know what I mean?
Well, then why do so many gay men have pictures with babies?
I don't really understand that.
I reckon it's to send a message that their lives are a lot more stable than they really are.
Oh, yeah. It's a facade. Okay. Yeah. It's like a beard. Okay.
You know, like how you've always got those gay friends who have, like, their one straight female friend who's got a baby and they're like, oh, I'm like their cool uncle.
Yes, and I feel like that is 100% what these pictures are. Or it's like, I hang out with my family, so I'm a wholesome person.
Oh, the implication that you're good with kids means you're a good human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they could have stolen that baby. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could be keeping it in a basement. You don't know.
Could be a mannequin. You don't know.
That's
a fake
true
baby.
Could be fake.
Yeah, a baby. I think for me... And if I was to see someone with a baby on a dating app, I would be, I mean, I
you'd
know.
You'd close the app and you'd delete it and be like, cool,
but
this
look,
is spoiled.
Let's be real though. Most of these dating apps, it's not for dating. It's for hooking up. It's for sex.
Like, for men, yes.
Well, yeah, for men. Okay, sure. So for men. So on the gay dating apps, if you're looking for a partner on there, you're not going to find one. A root, yes. So if someone's got a baby in one of their pictures, that doesn't turn me on. That's not getting
thankfully
me excited. Well, it shouldn't. And so the idea of that is really off-putting. Why would you have a baby on your profile if you're looking for dick?
It's a defense mechanism there.
Or maybe it is. Maybe that's what if they have a baby on there,
they're
are looking for a relationship.
For
that's the thing. They're sending a message of like, I'm looking for someone to have a baby with.
Yeah. Ooh,
maybe that's what it is. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's exactly what it is. Because those apps generally are a breeding ground for just sex.
If you have a picture with a baby or know someone who has a picture with a baby, let us know what the purpose behind it is.
Yeah, I want to get to the bottom of this.
Let's do it.
Maybe they just look really good in the picture.
You crop the baby out then, or you just cut the eyes out. Like a serial killer.
This is taking a dark turn.
Maybe living in the basement.
You're a Big Breakfast on Joy.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.